So I send out these daily devotions, kind of text between some men in the church. Most
men in the church that have kids, I send out a daily devotion to them. Just kind of a thought. It's not really a devotion. It's just a thought as reading my Bible through the day. In the morning when I wake up and meditate on some thoughts. And I would like to say that this was my own thought, but sometimes these men text back and I get something from them. And praise God for it. I'm all about it. And Brother John Wagner gave me this thought, and man, I ran with it. I said, I like this thought, but maybe you can pick up on this. I'm just going to read a few verses, and maybe you can pick out the key word in it, and we'll go from there. Let's pray first. Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for this book, Lord. I thank you for the brethren, Lord. I thank you, Lord, just for being our God, being righteous, Lord, being holy, Lord, and just being forgiving, merciful, gracious. And Lord, I just thank you for this time. Lord, I pray we remember this, Lord. And Lord, I just pray it stick. And Father, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And I promise you, I am not going to be long with this. I promise you that. Daniel chapter 5, verse number 11 says, "There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him." Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 23 says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Psalms chapter 119, 105, which most of us probably all have memorized, says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." What word stood out there to you the most in all of those passages? Light. And that, you know, and we all hear it when it's all been preached. You know what? Just go out there and be a light. I'd just like to give you the answer just before the test begins. Be the right light and use the light right. There's your title. I'm be quick. This says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You know what? It's a tool. It's a tool. You get that lamp, right? And we used this morning. Poor Titus got the bad end of it. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." If you take that book and you take that Bible, right? You take that Bible and you take, it's a light unto my feet. My feet, and a light unto my path. We all catch that?
Yeah.
We all catch that? Light unto my feet, and a light unto my path. That's the tool. Turn to John. This will be the only, turn to John chapter 1. Good thing I got all this water up here. Well, you guys are turning. John chapter 1. You know, that path will point you and it'll tell you where to walk and it'll show you the Lord. But John chapter 1 said, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." John chapter 1 and verse number 6 says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came forth a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." Now the problem is some Christians think they're that light. Amen. You ready, Kimber? And this is how some Christians would be like, right? They'll come up to you, go ahead, and they'll be like, "Do you know how much of my Bible I've read today? Would you like to come and be part of my church today?" Do you ever seen this in a movie before? Does it make sense? Nobody likes that guy. You turn back on, please. Thank you. I mean, it's meant to stick, all right? Some Christians are like that. They think they're the light. "Let me show you how much light I got." No, wait, whoa. You know, they do that in scary movies. And we all seen it, especially if you got saved later in life. Aha! You know what I mean? You know, Jesus would come into the room, he'd say, "Peace be unto you." That's what he'd say, you know what I mean? But our wicked hearts, blah! But you can show them the way. You know what I mean? Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There's a little difference in where the light goes. Like I said, I'm going to be quick. Exodus chapter number 34 and verse 29 says, Moses came down with two of the tables of the testimony off Mount Sinai. He come down with those Ten Commandments. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. Verse 30 says, And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. And do you know what it says after that? And they were afraid to come nigh unto him. Remember that? And they put a veil over him. But some Christians think, and you read that and you think like, oh man, maybe I should be like that. Well, maybe you shouldn't, you know. Maybe you need to be the right light. Am I making sense? I'm not trying to dim the light, all right? But I'm saying there's the correct way to use the light. That law, that lamp, that was the light. Him spending time with God, that was the light. And you know what? When people get around that and people are spending time with the Lord, there's still people that are like that. Some kids might find it kind of not want to approach a pastor because they think he's whatever, people use holier than thou or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Some pastors are kind of hard to approach. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, so I mean, like the one brother here. Thank you, Rick Adams. He'd been pastoring longer than I've been alive. But he was approachable for me. But for some of you, it might have been like, well, I don't know if I can go talk to him. It's just that way. That was the same kind of way with Moses. But Moses wasn't being scary about this. You ever have to work on a car at night? And you had to have your kids hold the flashlight. Now we can have an altar call right now for all the men in the church. I'll be the first right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Every father in here had to get right at the end of that. Especially if you had to gut a deer at any time at night. You know, we shot a bunch of deer at night. And when your elbows are this far deep up in that deer, and he's like, is that a bat? Like, I need it down here! You know? What are you doing? You know? It's the truth. It's a simple illustration. You missed this illustration. I'm going to say it again. You ever been this far deep in a deer and your kid's got the flashlight? All right, let's have an altar call. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to use the light? Kimber, you ready? Go ahead. This is the ineffective way. You need to get right with the Lord. What about you in the back row back there? Go ahead, turn it on. I'm not going to. I'm trying not to make enemies in here. Does it make sense? I'm not here to shine my light in your face. The Lord didn't do that. You need to read your Bible more. What? Can I tell you what the Lord did for me? Yeah. Hey, I am here to help you. Light was used incorrectly. And there's a light that's used correctly. If the light has shined in the same direction, it's beneficial. But you all know it, especially if you drove a Prius for any amount of time. Sorry, I had to get that one in there. Because I got one now. Any truck that's coming at you with their high beams on like this is not helping me out one bit. But if you're in that car going in the same direction, it's beneficial. If I'm walking, following the Lord with the light, you know what will help others? I'm going to read it. I saw this. I'm just going to read it. I told you this is important now. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, in John chapter 17, he says in John chapter 17, verse number 19, he says, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He prayed a lot for his disciples. Just being that light out to them, and they'd be that light unto others. I don't know why I threw that in there. I was hoping it was a blessing. But thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It'll help others too. In the direction of Him. Be that right light. You don't have to be the bright light. He's the bright light. Just be the right light and use the light right. Pastor.